53 racers are taking on Alaska's vast wilderness under their own power as part of the Iditarod Trail Invitational. The race follows the historic Iditarod Trail from Kinnick to Nome. It's billed as the world's longest ultramarathon by bike, foot, or ski. KSKA's Evan Erickson was at Kinnick Lake for the race's start yesterday afternoon.
Troy Jakoski is in the smoky Kinnick Bar near Wasilla packing in as many calories as possible.
I've got a big plate of fries, so plenty of fat, plenty of carbs.
Jakoski will need the fuel. He's trying to become the first Australian to complete the 350-mile race to McGrath. He's eager to get rolling on the trail, but knows the importance of understanding what his body can tolerate.
Mentally, you want to try and stick with the fast guys, but in the end, you've really got to ride at your own pace. And it's not a race that's won in the first day. It's a series of days, and there are a lot of challenges out there.
While most of the 53 competitors are headed to McGrath, a group of about a dozen are on the 1,000-mile trek to Nome following the Southern Iditarod route. The race functions as an invitational for good reason. Competitors are vetted by race officials based on their abilities to be self-sufficient in extreme conditions. Many qualify based on other ultra races, and some get their first green light to McGrath by attending 5-day training camps held by the race organizers in the Mattsu Valley. Katie Merchant is the ITI race director.
We offer very little support, and we want to keep it that way. They're very much on their own, and they do enjoy that solitude, I think, and the experience of the wilderness of Alaska. In the wilderness in Alaska, they don't want an aid station every 10 miles and people everywhere.
While completing either the 350 or 1,000-mile trails can be an end in itself, in recent years, several racers have upped the ante. Ultra runner David Johnston last year smashed the 350-mile foot record, reaching McGrath in just over 4 days. That same year, Fairbanks fat biker Kevin Breitenbach blazed hard-packed trails to McGrath in 2 days, 4 hours, and 43 minutes, clocking times significantly faster than lead Iditarod sled dog teams. For Breitenbach, sleep becomes a luxury.
With trails as fast as they are, you can kind of hammer yourself and then take a bit of time to relax and get some rest. But last year I slept about a total of an hour and probably plan on something around the same this year. I think no matter how often you do this race, you never feel prepared for it. And I feel that same way right now. So I think everyone's got, if you don't have nerves, you're probably doing something wrong.
The ITI allows racers traveling to Nome 30 days for an official finish. With bike and foot records of just over 10 and 20 days and far fewer finishers, completing the long form ITI is an achievement in itself. Frank Jansens came from Vancouver, BC.
I'm just about to start for the Iditarod Trail Invitational on the way to Nome, so the 1,000 miles.
By bicycle?
Bicycle, yes.
I'll take that. Yeah.
I've done it last year, but I had to scratch after Galena. So I turned back in Galena, and so it's kind of a revenge for me this year, trying to go to Nome. Well, I tried to show that I'm calm, but actually inside I'm not that calm.
This year, more than half the racers are from outside Alaska. Pittsburgh attorney Tim Hewitt holds several foot records and has found the challenges of the ITI irresistible. He's completed the course to Nome 9 times on foot. This year, he's going by bike.
People say, well, you know, are you nuts? Why do you just keep going back? But every time, it really is a different experience. And every time you get to Nome, you think, I'll never do this again. It's ridiculous. And within a month or two, there's a magnetism about, I think, just being out there in the wilderness. It's a wonderful experience. If you can get back here, I think almost everybody would.
No cash prizes await the ITI champions, but something keeps them coming back for more. In Anchorage, I'm Evan Erickson.